Welcome to installment 272 of Sefer HaMitzvos from the Rambam. Today we will once again discuss prohibition number 252, the prohibition of causing emotional harm or emotional hurt to a ger tzedek, a righteous convert, the prohibition of a na'as dvorim. This prohibition, as we have discussed the last few days, derives from the book of Exodus, chapter 22, verse 20, which states, "Veger le'sena." The word "sena" comes from the word "ena," which, as we have discussed previously, is used in two different senses in the Chumash. One type of ena is ena's mamin, that you cheat a person and cause him to suffer financially by misleading him in a business deal and shortchanging him and so forth. This is one prohibition, einas mamin. Another prohibition is einas dvarim, a type of eina which consists of a comment you make. By causing the person distress, by your comment you have transgressed the prohibition of einas dvarim. These are two separate prohibitions, and there are two prohibitions for the Jewish people at large. There are another two prohibitions which apply to Jewish people who have not been born Jewish, that have converted to Judaism, and the same two apply. One prohibition was prohibition 253, that you should not cheat someone who was converted to Judaism, just like you cannot cheat another person who was born Jewish. Today's commandment, number 252, is explained by the Mechilta that this, v'ger le'sena, is referring to einas dvarim, verbally causing him suffering. As the Sifra gives an example, one is not allowed to tell a convert, "Just yesterday you were an idol worshiper, and look, now you have been brought, tachas kanfei shechina, under the wings of the divine presence." This comment will cause the convert to suffer and feel anguish, or at least uncomfortable, since you have reminded him of his past where he was not Jewish and was worshipping idols. Therefore, this comes under the category of the prohibition, Beger Le'sena. The Rambam tells us also that in the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 33, the same prohibition is repeated, Le'senu Eisei, that you shall not again cause him suffering. And as the Chinuch explains, that verses in general are repeated in the Torah in order to stress their seriousness and severity. As the Gemara explains, that the Mum Shabach Al Teimer LeChavercha, this blemish that you have, do not mention to your neighbor. Why should you mention to him that he was a convert? We were all converts. We all were converted at Mount Sinai. And therefore, it's a particularly terrible sin to remind him of his past when the same thing would apply to us, and we will be reminded of our past, that we were not always a Jewish people. Jewish writings speak openly and frequently about the tremendously high quality of the Jewish convert, someone who converts according to the halacha. Such sages as Shmaya Vaftalian, who were responsible for preserving the Torah tradition in their generation, and Rab Meir, are given as examples of the tremendously high neshamas which come down and are hidden, brought into the child of a non-Jew, and only thereafter reveal the high quality of their soul by converting to Judaism. We find that even before they converted, a convert also has a very special soul. As the Lubavitcher Rebbe Shlita describes a phrase used in the Talmud, "Ger shenis gayer," as the Talmud concludes, "Kekotan haneiladomi," that a convert who converts is just like a newborn child. Is as if he has been completely reborn and has no connection with his previous life. The Rebbe points out that the verse doesn't say Okum Shinis Gayer or Goishinis Gayer. It doesn't say a non-Jew who converts. It says a convert who converts. What kind of statement is this? Before he converts, he wasn't a convert. And after he's converted, he doesn't need to convert again. Why does it use such a curious expression? Gershenes Geir, a convert who converts? And the Rebbe explains that this comes to teach us a very important point. That even before this convert has actually converted, he really already had a very special neshama. His soul was not like the soul of any other non-Jew who does not convert. He had the special soul of a convert. He had the soul of someone who was meant later in life to convert to Judaism. And since he was given that special soul, we already call him Gershenes Geir. Even before he has converted, we still call him by the name convert. Since after he's converted, we see that he was really a convert all along, and has just revealed this that was already within him by going through the halachic process and converting to Judaism. Whereupon he was given a full Jewish soul, and the soul which was previously only in potential state becomes fully revealed. This prohibition against causing mental anguish to a convert takes on particular significance in our present-day situation, that now many frauds are perpetrated upon potential converts to Judaism. They are told they can have an easy, short course to convert. The vast majority of these people are not sincere converts to Judaism. They are only doing so for the sake of a marriage, and have no intention of carrying through the halachic procedure, and have no intention of accepting upon themselves the yoke of Torah and mitzvahs. However, there are some, as there were in all generations, that are sincerely interested in converting. Since today the situation has reached such a panic state that the vast majority of conversions are really no conversion at all, they are halakhically worthless, and the people are the same non-Jews as they were before, we first of all have the prohibition against causing needless anguish to a non-Jew as well. One is not allowed to steal from a non-Jew, and by telling them that they are getting a proper conversion, whereas they are not, we are only gaining their hatred when later on they find that they have been fooled. They were told that they became part of the Jewish people, where in reality they find out that they were not. In addition, the people who are sincere converts are also led to suffer. First of all, some of them might have to go through a long, treacherous path before they finally find out that they must convert according to halacha. They wanted to fulfill mitzvahs the entire time, since they weren't sincere. However, they ran into a conservative or a form rabbi who converted, quote-unquote, without conforming to the halacha. Therefore, all these years that they could have been performing mitzvahs, they were actually not doing a mitzvah, since the non-Jews are not commanded to do the Jewish mitzvahs. Therefore, they have been caused anguish by all of these years before they converted properly. In addition, even after they convert properly, we see that they might be constantly under suspicion, that today the situation has reached such a terrible state that any convert is first and foremost looked upon as if he did not convert according to the halacha, since this is the truth in the vast majority of cases. This could also cause needless suffering to the sincere convert who has converted according to Jewish law. However, the most significant and frightening implication of the situation is the tremendous number of non-Jews who enter, quote-unquote, into the Jewish fold. Unknowingly, many Jewish boys and girls, men and women, are intermarrying with the people who they are told are Jewish, who have converted according to Jewish law, whereas in reality they have never converted, since they have not gone through a halachic conversion. And this is, of course, fanning the flames of assimilation, which are already burning strongly enough, and this presents a severe danger to the Jewish people. Certainly, this is something, a concern which should be shared by all Jews. It does not go according to partisanship, it does not go according to party. Rather, this involves Gilui Arayos, intermarriage, and also involves Chilul Hashem, a desecration of God's name. And just as in the days of Ezra, Ezra HaSefer, who the Gemara identifies with the prophet Malachi, that when he came to the land of Israel from Babel, he found a tremendous rate of intermarriage, even among some of the Jewish leaders. And he led the Jewish people to do tshuva, and send away the non-Jewish wives, and send away the non-Jewish children. And Ezra, together with Nehemiah, accomplished this. And so too, may in our days we imitate and emulate the tshuva done in the days of Ezra, as that the land of Israel, with the government leaders presently in charge, should correct the terrible mistake which was made in the Chok HaShvus, and reinsert the word halacha, gir kahalacha, identifying a Jew only as someone who was converted according to the halacha. As the farce of the situation has been pointed out, even by the non-Jewish newspapers, the New York Times quoted the irony of the situation when they were voting in the quote-unquote who is a Jew law. The Arabs also voted and defined, should a Jew be someone only as defined by halacha, or should it not have to conform to halachic requirements, which obviously made a farce, as the newspaper itself pointed out. May Hashem inspire all of the Jewish people to do tshuva, that everyone who has it within their power to correct the situation should do so, and hopefully this will hasten the safety of the land of Israel, the purity of the Jewish people, and the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.